In this bulletin, fears the bushfire death toll could rise as fires continue to burn across New South Wales and Queensland. Officials in India brace for violence ahead of a court ruling on a contested holy site. And in the A-League, Melbourne City coach Eric Monberts praises his side's ability to cope without injured Socceroos striker Jamie McLaren. For the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says all resources are being deployed to help fire-affected communities in New South Wales and Queensland. There are fears the bushfire death toll will rise after two people were confirmed dead in New South Wales. 81 fires are burning across the state, with 43 uncontained. Mr Morrison says the fire risk in New South Wales, Queensland and soon Western Australia will remain for some weeks.
Fires are ferocious. Australia has been battling ferocious fires for as long as Australia has been a nation and well before. And we will continue to, but we are very experienced. The people who know how to deploy in these circumstances save lives, and this is going to go on for some time, and we'll need them always at their best. And that's why I think the support we've seen, particularly from South Australia this morning, and I know it will come from the other states and Victoria and the ACT and other places.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the situation in the state is unprecedented.
There are at least seven people unaccounted for, and I'm sorry to say that number can increase during the day. Our thoughts and prayers, of course, go to the families and loved ones of those two deceased persons, but we do need to brace ourselves, and what is concerning is that the forecast weather conditions on Tuesday could mean that we're not through the worst of it.
Meanwhile, in Queensland, one firefighter has been injured and at least one home lost during the fire that came close to Noosa on the state's Sunshine Coast. 36 fires are burning across the state, with winds expected to increase the fire risk. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk is asking people in the affected areas to remain vigilant and listen to her warnings.
So the wind change could see an increase in intensity, but we do think it's going to be pushing away from where the major residential area is. But also too, can I just say to everyone, like, we've got that high fire danger in central Queensland, most of the scenic rim, of course, the southeast. Please be vigilant. Please make sure that you're listening to authorities. And if you are asked to evacuate, please don't hesitate to do so, because your safety is absolutely paramount.
A study conducted by the University of Melbourne has found that antibiotics are being used incorrectly 52% of the time for patients post-surgery. The report gathered data from almost a quarter of Australian hospitals and found that 45% of all surgical antibiotic prescriptions were classified as non-compliant with Australian National Therapeutic Guidelines. A key finding of the study was that doctors are telling patients to consume antibiotics for much longer than required post-surgery. Lead author and researcher of the study, Courtney Irano, says the incorrect usage of antibiotics does have impacts on patients.
There, of course, is then going to be an impact on our patients. So, you know, antimicrobial resistance is like one of the biggest global public health issues of our lifetime. So, you know, there's a lot of literature out there that's saying overprescription of antibiotics is contributing to that.
And overseas, thousands of police and paramilitary troops have been deployed ahead of a court decision on a contested religious site in India. India's Supreme Court is due to make a long-awaited ruling on a disputed religious site in the northern holy city of Ayodhya. The court case on the ownership of the land has dragged on in the Supreme Court for years. Hindus believe that the site of the mosque is the birthplace of one of their most revered deities, Lord Ram, and they want to build a temple there. Muslims, however, say they've worshipped there for generations. And to sport, in the A-League, Melbourne City coach Eric Monberts says he's heartened by the team's ability to adapt to the loss of key players due to injuries. Top goalscorer Jamie McLaren is still out with a hamstring injury, and French attacking midfielder Florin Berenguer has not played this season. The team is sitting at the top of the A-League ladder by 3 points after the defeat of the Central Coast Mariners 3-1. Monberts says he's delighted with the team's strong start to the season.
And at this moment, I'm very happy because the players respect our game plan. So, especially if we don't have our players, but they enjoy that their attitude is very, very, very good.
And now a look at the weather. In Perth, partly cloudy 28, Adelaide cloud clearing 22, Melbourne shower to clearing 18, Hobart partly cloudy 18, the same for Canberra 21, Wollongong mostly sunny 21, similar conditions for Sydney 24, Newcastle sunny 23, Brisbane sunny 31, Cairns mostly sunny 32, and similar conditions for Darwin 35. I'm Biwa Kwan and this is SBS News.